Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Live Thursday Live Programs. Pudaparthi is just waiting for the 91st birthday celebrations of Bhagwan. You have just a week left. November 17th, 2016 is what is today's date, and the birthday schedule is out. You have Rathotsavam on 18th, you have the Ladies' Day on 19th, the usual birthday calendar. You have on November 22nd, the convocation, and November 23rd, the birthday morning and evening. But the special edition this year is the program on November 21st, commemorating 25 years of Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital. When you think of it, isn't that a fantastic achievement? You know, when Bhagwan started the hospital 25 years ago, no one ever believed that this will work, this will really stand the test of time. Is it really possible to offer highest of the high tertiary care treatment completely free of cost? No one ever thought, you know, so many people thought it probably will not sustain. So this novel experiment in healthcare that Bhagwan started 2 decades ago successfully has proven, and it is still being continued to show mankind that how you can practice healthcare without commercializing it, humanizing it, and most important, spiritualizing it. I remember a discourse that Bhagwan gave way back in 1976. He was speaking to a gathering of doctors of his general hospital, and Bhagwan said, "I must point out to the doctors serving here that perhaps even more than the drugs they prescribe, the sweet, soft words they speak and the love and sympathy they evince can cure better and quicker the illness of the patients. Look upon them as your own kith and kin, as your special guests and as your closest friends, and attend to them lovingly and with unflinching care. I call upon you to maintain this attitude in every situation. Remember that the patient has to cooperate with you in order that you may effect the cure. And when cured, the patient confers on you satisfaction, joy, and a sense of elation. Be grateful to the patient for all this." This is the lofty principle of Sai Ideal Healthcare. And Swami has referred to this on so many occasions when in conversation with doctors formally or informally. Let me play for you one such clip. This is what Bhagwan told the doctors who had gathered for the International Conference on Cardiovascular Diseases, which was held in the auditorium of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in 1995. On the valedictory address that Bhagwan gave to all these doctors who had come from all over the world, this is what Swami said.
That was the health is related to the heart and nothing else.
Selfless heart.
Adi sarvaanganiki supply chestundi.
It supplies to all the parts of the body.
Kanaka heart nu pradhananga teesukovali.
So we should take the heart as the main one.
Aa heart nu sariga undalante.
In order to see that a perfect heart, see that you have
action.
That is seen in our action.
Love as thought, it is action.
Love as thought is action.
That is truth.
That is truth, that is action.
That
truth leads into action. So let us lead a truthful
life.
That's a proper medicine. The medicines that we administer are useful temporarily. If we do with all love, it's bound to be permanent. Another point. All doctors that have gathered here are very
great.
They have noble hearts.
Bad mind, not bad heart.
They have broad minds, not broad hearts. Such great people.
ధనవంతుల దగ్గర మీరు ధనం తీసుకోవచ్చును, కానీ కొంత బీద వారు వస్తే ఫ్రీగా మీరు ట్రీట్మెంట్ చేయటము తప్పక మీరు కూనుకోవాలి.
యూ కెన్ సడన్లీ రిసీవ్ మనీ ఫ్రమ్ ద అఫ్లూయెంట్ వెన్ పూర్ పీపుల్ అప్రోచ్ యూ సర్వ్ దెమ్.
కనుక ఏ దేశం వారైనా సరే,
లెట్ దెమ్ బి ఆఫ్ ఎనీ కంట్రీ,
వారానికి 1-2 పేషెంట్ కైనా ఫ్రీగా మనం చేయాలి.
యూ మే బిలాంగ్ టు ఎనీ కంట్రీ అట్లీస్ట్ రెండర్ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్.
ఆ విధంగా చేసినప్పుడు మనలో ఆనందం అనేటువంటిది మనం కోరనక్కర్లేదు, దాని పాటికి అదే ఉద్భవిస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ రెండర్ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్ అట్లీస్ట్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ టైమ్స్ ఏ వీక్ దెన్ బ్లిస్ విల్ ఒరిజినేట్.
ఎన్నో చేస్తున్నాం మనం, కానీ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్ కూడా చేయాలి.
వీ డూ ఎ లాట్ బట్ వీ షుడ్ రెండర్ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్.
ఈ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్ మనం చేసినప్పుడు మనలో మనకి దివ్యత్వం అనేటువంటి ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంది.
వెన్ యూ రెండర్ ఫ్రీ సర్వీస్ డివినిటీ ఒరిజినేట్ ఓవర్ ఫ్లోస్ విద్ ఇన్ యూ.
కనుక మీ మీ పద్ధతులను పురస్కరించుకుని
బేసింగ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ప్రొసీజర్
ప్రజలకు ప్రేమను పంచి
షేర్ ద
ప్రేమని ఒక పెద్ద మాత్రగా మీరు భావించండి.
కన్సిడర్ దిస్ లవ్ ఎస్ ఎ క్యాప్సూల్ టాబ్లెట్.
మనిషి చాలా కొలాప్స్ అయ్యేటువంటి పని ఉంటాడు, చాలా వీక్ గా ఉంటాడు.
పేషెంట్ ఈస్ వీక్, హీ మైట్ కొలాప్స్.
ఏదో ఒక గ్లూకోస్ ఏదో ఒక కాల్షియం ఇచ్చేస్తే కాదు బలం వచ్చేది.
యూ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ గ్లూకోజ్ ఆర్ కాల్షియం.
ప్రేమ అనేటువంటి ఇంజక్షన్ ఇవ్వండి, తప్పక మంచి బలం వచ్చేస్తుంది.
గివ్ ది ఇంజక్షన్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
ప్రేమతో మాట్లాడండి.
టాక్ విత్ లవ్.
ప్రేమతో వారికి మందులు ఇవ్వండి.
గివ్ మెడిసిన్.
నవ్వుతూ 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 వారితో సంభాషణ చేయండి.
టాక్ విత్ ఆల్ స్మైల్.
అదే హ్యాపీ, అదే హ్యాపీ, అదే హ్యాపీ.
దట్
ఈస్ హ్యాపీ.
వెర్ ఇస్ హ్యాపీనెస్?
హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈస్ యూనియన్ విత్ గాడ్. ఆ లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈస్ యూనియన్ విత్ గాడ్. దట్ లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
ఆ ప్రేమతో మీరు యూనియన్ చేస్తే ఎంతైనా కూడా చేస్తారు.
ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ యూనియన్ విత్ లవ్, యూ కెన్ డూ ఏ లాట్.
So that is Bhagwan's clip from what Bhagwan said to all the doctors in the valedictory address during the International Conference on Cardiovascular Diseases in the Institute Auditorium way back in 1995, 18th December 1995 to be precise. And I remember it was because of this discourse, so many doctors who were present on that occasion, they went back and they worked out how they can offer some free service. Some way they wanted to contribute to society. They wanted to respond to that clarion call of Bhagwan to render free service. And I know of hospitals which decided to give one bed free. I know of doctors who decided to serve some of the poor patients completely free of cost. I know of some other professionals who decided to offer one day of their week free, doing free consultations. So this is what Bhagwan inspired so many doctors. The super speciality hospital is an inspiration machine. Yes, it can inspire so many people to do so many, in so many ways, replicate this element of selflessness in their lives. And it happens to everyone, not only doctors, anyone who comes into the ambience of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences always feels that there is this calling from within to go out and serve. If you enter the super speciality hospital, the main dome area, the reception area, you have the huge beautiful statue of Lord Vinayaka, Lord Ganesha, and there below that you have the motto of the hospital, which is Paropakarartham Idam Sharinam. Our body is meant only to serve. We are born only to serve. Only to serve. Some time ago, I became a little curious about who is the first patient that was treated in Bhagwan's hospital. I wanted to track that story. And our search, going into the database of the hospital and then trying to locate the patient, took us to Anandpur. The first patient to be treated, operated in Bhagwan's hospital is Mr. Vijay Bhaskar. At that point in time, he was 14 years old. Of course, today he is married with two sweet daughters and he works as a library assistant in the Sri Krishnadevaraya University. But you ask him of how it was to be the first patient of Bhagwan's hospital and he just becomes emotional. He says, for me, Swami is Pranadata. He is the bestower of life. He has given me a new lease of life. I can never repay what Swami has done for me. And then he shares his story. It was in 1991 that I was first diagnosed with a heart problem. No one in our family knew what was wrong with me. I used to have these fainting spells, and I used to feel breathless, and I used to feel weak most of the time. We first went to a local doctor in Anandpur, who told us that something was wrong with my heart, and he asked me to get a few scans done. We did as he advised us, and when the doctors examined the reports, they told me that I had a hole in my heart. I mean, I was just a teenager, and my parents were very concerned, and the doctor said that I have to be operated upon. And after that, my father's older brother, he took me to a hospital in Hyderabad, and the doctors there, when they examined my condition, they said it is really very bad. They said you have to undergo the surgery at the earliest. Any delay can actually be fatal. But Vijay Bhaskar says the greatest shock for us was the cost of the operation. It was close to 2 lakhs. I mean, 2 lakhs 25 years ago is a huge amount. He said it was an amount which was enormously beyond our means. So there is little that we could do. So the family just did not know what else to do. I mean, they cannot spend this much money. So they just let it be, and I continued to suffer silently and helplessly. And it was at this time that something wonderful happened, a miracle happened. One of our neighbors, Mr. Mahanand Reddy, he was an ex-army person and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. When he heard of my plight, he told us, he informed us that Bhagwan is constructing an advanced hospital in Puttaparthi, and he said, go there and find out, maybe you could be treated there. This is what he very earnestly suggested us, and so we took his advice, and it was sometime in the last week of October 1991 that we went to the super speciality hospital, which was of course still under construction, and there we were told to go to the Jindal Hospital in Puttaparthi. We did that, and then Dr. Bhagwat, who was the superintendent of the General Hospital, he took a look at our reports, and he told me to get admitted immediately. And my father's older brother was there, and this devotee, Mr. Mahananda, also was with me. And he says, it was while staying in the General Hospital that I realized I was going to be operated upon in the upcoming super speciality hospital. Still, I had no clue that I was to be the first patient of Baba's new hospital. So he says, I stayed in the General Hospital for 20 days, and the condition of my health was not good. The doctors were preparing me for the operation. But he says, I can never forget the loving care of the nurses and the staff during that time. They would come every day and inquire about what I would like to eat for every session, and if I needed anything else. I can only say that they took care of me like a mother would take care of her child. And Mr. Vijay Bhaskar goes on to add, you know, recalling those moments, there is also something else that I witnessed during this period which touched me immensely, he says. There was an old patient who was very weak and feeble. He could not take care of himself in any way. He could not even move on his own. And the way the sevadals in the hospital were serving him was absolutely moving. The sevadal volunteer would feed him, would prepare him for his bath, and even help him with his bedpan. And Vijay Bhaskar says, that was my first hand experience of Sai love. Even children would not do for their parents what this volunteer was doing for this old man. It was then I realized how fortunate I was to be treated in Swami's institution. And he goes on to add, to be frank, as a young boy then, I did not have much idea of the operation. I did not know my chest was going to be opened. So I was really not very scared of the surgery. But my uncle, my father's older brother who was with me, he was very concerned. But then something beautiful happened. A few days later, Bhagwan came to the General Hospital and he spoke to me. He reassured me that he was with me always, and he told me not to worry. And you know what? He actually lovingly even pinched my cheek. Wow, these memories will remain with me forever. And Vijay Bhaskar continues, a couple of days later, I heard that the distinguished people involved in setting up of the hospital had a meeting to decide if I or another boy from Maharashtra, who also had a similar heart problem, would be the first patient to be treated, to be operated upon in the newly inaugurated hospital. And then, very soon, a nurse came and told me that I was the chosen one. And 2 days before the surgery, that is on November 19th, I was shifted to the cardiac ward of the new super speciality hospital. The nurses here took care of me with the same love as in the general hospital. And on the day of the inauguration, that is November 22nd, 1991, when I was being taken to the operation theater, I suddenly saw Swami coming to me. I immediately sat up on my bed. Actually, they had already injected anesthesia and I could not sit steadily. I was slowly falling back on my bed, but Swami himself lovingly rushed forward and he held me from falling. And then Bhagwan asked me to lie down. He put his hand on my head. He assured me that everything would be all right. And right next to him was the Prime Minister of India, Mr. P. V. Narasimha Rao. In fact, Swami came with me till the door of the operation theater. And once I was inside, they placed a mask on my face and I lost all consciousness. Next, I remember waking up when a doctor called out my name and said, get up, your operation is over, you are fine now. It was then that I noticed the scar on my chest. I was in the ICU. I was served sweet pongal, rice cooked with the sweet rice. And soon, I was shifted to the cardiac ward. I had a feeling that it would be very painful when they removed the stitches. So I was a bit frightened. But on the appointed day, the doctor came and engaged me in a small conversation. He started talking about many things and sometime during this session, he just casually said, it's all right, your stitches are now removed. I didn't even feel anything. I felt no pain at all. The doctor engaged me so well that I was totally unaware that he had removed the stitches. And a week later, when I was in the ward, imagine this, Swami came again to see me. It was such a heavenly experience. In fact, I got up from my bed and I started walking with Swami. And while I was doing so, with a wave of his hand, Bhagwan materialized Vibhuti and he placed it on my hand. He then again pinched my cheek with so much love. And you know what? This left a mark of Vibhuti on my cheek. And someone fortunately had clicked a picture exactly at that moment. And so to this day, that image remains as my most prized possession. I spent 20 days in the hospital. There were about 7 other patients who underwent the operation around the same time. Some of them on the same day and a few the next day. I have to say that love, the love that was showered on all these patients was simply overwhelming. And Vijay Bhaskar goes on to add, I would like to mention 2 unforgettable incidents that happened during my stay in the hospital. The food served in the hospital was made according to the diet restrictions prescribed. Therefore, many a times it would have a bland taste. One day when the head nurse asked me what I would like to eat, I told her that I would prefer to eat groundnut chutney. And she was not from Andhra Pradesh. She could not understand what I was referring to. But you know what she did? She took the help of another Telugu-speaking nurse to understand my requirement. And in the next meal, that dish was there. And later on, I found out that the head nurse himself had ground the peanuts and made this chutney for me. Another day, I was having food. One particular dish was very spicy for me and I was able to spit it out. And a nurse who was watching this, immediately she came and she put her hand in front of me and asked me to spit it out. I never imagined that anybody could be treated with so much love. I have to admit that that what I received there was more than my mother's love. It is not just me, every patient there is showered with the same love. And before I was discharged, a desire arose in my heart. I wanted to have Swami's darshan. So special arrangements were made for me. I remember it was December 20th, 1991. Bhagwan had just ended. Bhajans had just ended when I was taken inside the bhajan hall. Swami came to the bhajan hall. And then out of his immense love, he stood near me. I knelt down. And I gave him a rose and I requested him for Pad Namaskaram to touch his lotus feet, and Bhagwan gently lifted his robe and he touched his feet. What else can I ask for? My heart was full. Even now, whenever I think of it, that 1 month that I was in the hospital, that is indeed the most memorable period of my life. I consider myself extremely blessed. I have received so much love and care. And my family, obviously, is so grateful to Bhagwan. Even now, I am not in a position to afford a surgery that Swami got it done for me 25 years ago. I worked as a library assistant in Krishna Deva Raya University. But imagine how many people have been benefited, how many people have experienced Swami's love, selfless love, thanks to this mansion of love, Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital. So this is the story of Vijay Bhaskar, the first patient to be operated upon in Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital on November 22nd, 1991. In any other institution, the hospital will be opened, the ribbons would be cut, and then the hospital will start functioning. But for Swami, he wanted no speeches, no talks on that day. He wanted the ribbon should be cut and a patient should be operated upon. That is how we celebrate the inauguration of the hospital. And on November 21st evening, we will have the wonderful program in Mandir to celebrate 25 years of this beautiful edifice of selfless love. I wanted to know more about the students working in Bhagwan's hospital, because they have been the pillars of the hospital. They are the ones who have toiled day and night to ensure that the spirit of Bhagwan's percolates in the bricks, in the walls, in the hearts of the staff and the patients of the hospital. And Bhagwan has groomed so many students to be his channels of love serving in his hospital. He has shaped so many beautiful instruments of love. In the previous episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, I played for you the first part of the panel discussion that I had with 7 former students of Bhagwan's University who were chosen by Bhagwan to be part of his glorious healthcare mission. You heard Brother Kannan, who has been there right in the hospital right from the inception and who's currently the head of the department of the Information Management Systems in the hospital. You have Brother Mohanta, who joined the hospital in 1992 and is currently the senior manager for stores and medical purchases. You also heard Brother Satyanand, who joined the hospital in 1995 and he works in the engineering department. Brother Vaidilingam, who joined the hospital in 1992, Bhagwan sent him to All India Institute of Medical Sciences to get trained in handling the heart-lung machine, and he today continues to serve as a senior manager in the cardiology department. And you also heard Brother Ravi Kumar, the legendary singer, who currently is the manager of the urology and radiology departments of the hospital. And also we had Sai Dinkar and Sai Aditya, both of whom joined the hospital recently Aditya in 2014 and Dinkar in 2013, both of them done their entire education in Swami's institutions, right from primary school to their post-graduation, and now are very happy contributing and being part of Bhagwan's healthcare mission. So, in the previous session, you heard them share, you heard Brother Kannan talk about the initial years of the hospital, and then each one of them sharing how they became part of Bhagwan's institution. And today we will continue that discussion. You will listen more about the growth of the hospital and also parallelly how Swami was shaping his instruments to look after this beautiful creation that he has left for mankind, for us to emulate. So that's what we will listen to in this last leg of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today we're going to listen to that panel discussion, as I told you, how Swami shaped his hospital boys. So here is the part two of this discussion. When you think about it, how Bhagwan has inspired that thought in each one of you, actually. You know, even when he was a primary school student, looking at the doctors itself, you know, that thought was there, that it'd be so nice for me to be in a position like that, if I can also get that much of love from Bhagwan. You know, if this is what it takes to receive that kind of love from Bhagwan, then, you know, let me go ahead and do anything for it. This is the most beautiful thing about Bhagwan, you know. Even when Bhagwan was physically there, when he used to just wave his hand or say a particular thing at that point in time, you only see one dimension of it. But today when you reflect, there are so many dimensions to everything that he has done. So when you reflect on those lines, it just seems that, you know, he's so much there even now. And so much guiding even now, building every brick and mortar what was built at that time. Even now, every energy and every resource that is needed for the hospital, he's still working overtime to ensure that it has happened. Yeah, Brother Kannan, you were sharing something.
Even today, whoever sevadals come to the hospital with the intent of serving Bhagwan get very beautiful experiences. Just 2 months back, a sevadal boy told what he had experienced during his seva here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he has just finished his studies as engineering, and he had applied to a few companies and he has come here. His mother told, please go to Puttaparthi and do 1 week seva as worship for Bhagwan before you join the new job and take it up. So he came here as for seva. As he was doing seva, he was posted in dietary, and his main job was to carry the food from the dietary department to the wards, give to the right patient, then collect the material back after the patient has finished the food, collect everything back and get it to dietary. So this is his whole process. And we remember the trolley in which he keeps all this and pushes along. So as he was pushing it along one day, one beautiful photograph is there just outside dietary of Bhagwan. So he just pushed by that photograph and he looked at the photograph and said, Swami, I don't know what has happened to my job. I had applied for it. I don't know, I'm here. And he just passed by. I mean, he didn't have any expectation or anything. Just out of this thing, he told Swami and went. And as he passed by the photograph, he saw something move.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy turned back because he saw something move, and he saw Swami was smiling at him and said, don't worry.
Oh, he saw
then,
Swami.
Yeah. So then he was shocked. He thought, maybe it is my own, you know, imagination and other things. So much I am worried about my job that all these hallucinations have come. And he turned and again was about to move. And again Swami told, no, it's not hallucination. I am only telling you, you will get a job.
Wow.
And as told by Swami, next day he got an appointment from a company, and his mother rang up and told, appointment letter has come to your house.
Wow.
So this way, Bhagwan alone inspires everybody in the hospital even today.
Wow.
Each and every person working in the hospital has a direct link with Bhagwan, and Bhagwan does help them, though not physically present, is as good as being with us all the time.
Wow.
Actually, if you see this service motive, like many people come as sevadals to the hospital, they come from various walks of life. some people come from military, some people come from doctor background, some from engineering, some from very poor families and all. These people, when we see them, it always puts us back onto our feet, the opportunity what we had got. These Sevadals are the backbone of the hospital. You see these magnanimous, I mean, huge corridors, all spick and span. The Sevadals are the people behind this, keeping the hospital totally like a five-star hotel, actually.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful service. We see them working right through the day without any cribbing. They just come there, work, give their service for fortnight, and then go back happily. Though the services for them, per se, by the rooms and other things, a little tight for them, but still they come and give their 100% to the patients with a happy face.
They are a continuous source of inspiration for everyone, for the staff of the hospital.
Yeah.
Amazing.
In this context, I would like to add a few words which happened those early days when Swami used to keep coming to hospital regularly.
Yes.
And one of the sessions, he used to come and go to every department, every area and see what is happening. In those early days, also see what has to be kept where, what is kept where, all that he used to notice and see. Similarly, in the central dome, he personally came and supervised all the work, every item, every vase, every flower piece, what has to be kept where. He personally stood there the whole day, literally standing there whole day, till asking the students who had come along with those flowers to go and put it there in this corner, put it in that corner, every corner. So, he also used to be there, try to give a helping hand there, as and when whatever Bhagavan used to say. In that time, once somebody asked Swami, why you are taking so much care about it, then he said, people will come here and pray to me, and I will be receiving all the prayers here. This is the main prayer hall. Rest of the area is yours. Okay. You have to take care. Hmm. You have to take care of the patients there, but here they will pray to me. So it was like, it's a temple. What we say, it's a temple of healing. This is a temple where people pray and get their prayers answered. Hmm. This is one of those things which...
That is the zone where people are receiving, yes, Bhagwan's blessings. And he wanted to personally craft.
So personally saw what photograph, every photograph that is kept in the dome is where he had decided and put. That is how it has been arranged. Even the flowers, lamps, everything he had got it and put.
The chandelier.
Personally he had put, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, we keep seeing the patient sitting over there and meditating over there, asking for Swami's help. Their smiling face, though they are not yet treated there.
Yes.
It's a wonderful sight to see them there, believing in Swami.
And everything starts with faith, isn't it?
Exactly.
If the patient feels that he is going to be cured, that is where his process of healing begins, from that stage itself, isn't it? Brother Vaidyalingam, I mean, you must have perhaps experienced such instances where, you know, a patient, perhaps in any other hospital in normal environment, would have taken, say, this many days to recover. But thanks to the environment of the hospital and thanks to the positive attitude of the patient, have you come across certain instances where the rate of recovery sometimes actually amazed the doctors?
When I was working in cardiac theater, there was a patient who had a history of duodenal ulcer.
Which means?
Duodenal ulcer, which means, yeah, stomach, there is ulcer, which has gone unnoticed. Patient has not revealed. Patient nor the relative had not revealed at the time of clinical evaluation. Patient goes through a valvular replacement. A young adult of around 23-year-old man, boy, young guy, gets operated. Post-operatively, when he is recovering, one night he starts hemoptysis, we call it as a vomiting blood, literally, okay, vomiting blood from his mouth. And then, even though he was extubated, this has started creating a big concern among the doctors, and they were wondering what to do. Then they are calling the attender and talking to the patient. They come to know he has a chronic ulcer history, which was not revealed to the doctors at the time of admission. Otherwise, they would have taken up precautions of delaying the admission, ensuring that that is taken care of before he goes for a valvular surgery, where they even heparinize the patient. Postoperatively, is having a mandatory anticoagulant tablet to be continued throughout his lifetime. So with this kind of combination, fingers are kept crossed and the doctors are wondering what to do with him. And right now, that at that juncture of operation and the year when we were going through this treatment, we didn't even have gastroenterology in our hospital. So there is no specialist to immediately to attend to him. And next day, Swami comes to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has informed physically to Swami about this. And you know, there are times when we are working in theatre, we are literally rushing from theatre to the sub store, which is just a walkable distance, to pick something which is urgently needed in the theatre. You find Swami is at the threshold of the theatre.
Oh my God.
Swami is to just unannounced. Those days there was no mobile or calls to alert us that Swami is coming. Swami used to walk, come and get down near the side entrance, take the lift nearest. The person, one person or two person accompanying Swami operates the lift. Swami walks into the cardiac theatre. Innumerable occasions like that. And that day Swami came in. Instead of coming to OT, usually Swami comes to theatres. Both theatres used to stand and watch what's happening and spend some time. And then go to the ICU. This day, that particular day, Swami straight walks to the ICU. And then after seeing few patients in the front, talking to a small child who was sitting and having post-operative recovery, and then going, this patient was almost in the ninth bed. Swami went straight to him, created vibhuti, gave him straight in his mouth and applied a nose. And that Telugu speaking patient, and he was trying to tell Swami something. That is the only interaction which is happening. Before that, there was no one from the hospital side informing Swami, and we all were very much assured that nothing is going to happen to him. And very next 2 days, there's no more vomiting of blood, no other alarming things that happened last 2 days. This all subsided, and his hemoglobin was dropping. Hemoglobin drops, next thing is to do is to ensure that you intubate him, ensure that his oxygenation is taken care of. There's a vicious cycle of things can happen next. So, and luckily escaped re-intubation, and no more loss of blood, and then it was wonderful cure. After nearly 6 or 7 years, this was time when I was working in theatre and the anesthesia team, witness to the whole thing. And after 6 to 7 years later, the same guy comes for a post-operative follow-up in OPD, and he comes and meets me.
Oh.
I remember him, he also remembers me.
Wow.
So then he is trying to recollect that incident. Swami Achar sir, Aroju. Swami Prasadam Icharu Andhuvalla Nenu Badiki Unnanu Ee Roju.
Because Swami gave Prasadam.
Really a rewarding experience. You know, this is physically happened when Swami was there. There are so many innumerable occasions. And as recently as 3 days back, patient who got operated has come for a follow-up. This is also a post-valvular surgery. MVR is done. Patient is waiting to get echo done, waiting in echo room for his chance to go in. The patient's wife comes to me and then gives a letter written by the patient's son, young lad of around probably 12 years old child, writes to the doctor, "Dear doctor, my father is continuing to consume alcohol and he is sometimes drinking too much and affecting his health as well as family. He comes and scolds and then there is some unrest in the family. The description of the whole letter is about kindly tell my father not to drink, his health is getting spoiled." So this is the major concern that in spite of getting such a nice treatment in from Swami's hospital, this is what happening. Kindly tell him and then ask him to discontinue this habit. So I took it up to one of our doctors because mother of the boy wants to kept it confidential because father might get upset. Then I went to the doctor's chamber and informed before he comes for clinical evaluation after the echo. Told the doctor to just casually question him about his habits. He didn't at least hide the fact that he's still consuming alcohol. And the doctor very clearly told him what to do. And then next time when you come, I want you to be free of this habit. So that was something which is more than what normally outside medical institutions can give. They are having some set of belonging to this place and freeness to with which they are trying to communicate to our doctors and get the best benefit completely free of cost. And then it's nice to be in a place where we keep on interacting with patients and get to know their problems. And then imagine you being a part of a free treatment and then do something there. It's always a rewarding experience.
And the patient connect you...
Connecting to us, yeah.
At such an intimate level.
Yeah.
Yes, Brother Kannan.
One more nice thing to add to what Vaidhi said. Recently, you know, we have started a procedure where our own students from the institute go and meet the patients.
Yes.
Who have been operated from here and discharged and see how their well-being is, ask them how they are doing, and then come back and present to us once they join back. So recently, last month, we had a presentation from one such batch of students from Vrindavan College.
Yes,
it's called Sai.
Sai Bandhan, yes, Sai Bandhan. Where one anecdote I remember, which was very, very touching, which is similar to what Vaidhi just now narrated, that the student went to that patient's house, and that lady of the house, her husband was operated here for a bypass.
Mm-hmm.
So she was sitting outside in the corridor, waiting, and the husband was taken in for operation theater. She was very tensed, obviously. So she was very worried. Suddenly from nowhere, an old man comes to her and says, "Don't sit like this and simply keep brooding over what is going to happen. Take this paper and write Namasmarana. Write.
Oh.
Your mind will cool down when you do Namasmarana, and when you write, everything will be fine. You pray to Swami and write." She immediately on her own took the pen and took the paper from him and wrote Om Sri Sai Ram for the full so many pages for I don't know how much time she wrote. And by the time the doctor came out and told, "Your husband is safe. Now he has been operated. He is in the ICU recovering. Don't worry." And things went on very well for her, and husband was discharged. She went home. So she told this boy, "My husband is fine and everything is nice. We enjoyed so much the stay at Swami's hospital. My husband is so safe because we operated him there." And she also told, "I want to share one more experience with you which happened after that." So this boy asked out of curiosity, "Yes madam, tell." So she told, her father was admitted in Chennai in one of the hospitals for sudden renal failure. And she went there and she was with her father and his case was worsening. So obviously she was very worried and tensed. Suddenly she remembered that one person came and told her to write Sai Ram when her husband was in the ICU in our hospital. So she immediately thought, maybe I can write Sai Ram and try to help him. So she was searching frantically for a pen and a paper all round, and it's ICU set up where the patient is there and he is lying on his back, her father, because behind they had done some surgery or something for the kidneys. And finally she got a marker, but she couldn't find a pen. You won't believe it, what she did, she wrote on the back of her father, "Om Sri Sai Ram, Om Sri Sai Ram, Om Sri Sai Ram." And lo and behold, next day his kidney started functioning, within 2 days he was discharged.
Oh, fantastic.
So she told this boy, "This is the experience I have. Swami's name is so powerful. It has helped me, my father and my husband both."
Wow.
And this is what this boy came and narrated to us, and he showed us the photographs of those people also.
That's why it's the temple of healing. No, you're not
exactly.
Just, you're not just healed physically. I think that healing happens at so many levels.
No, not only that, it establishes a link and faith with Bhagawan that the rest of their life they are blessed.
Yes.
By this.
Yes.
And this word faith is so important, because even patients who do not come to the hospital directly for treatment, we have so many of them who email us to the clinical departments. They say, "These are my reports that are attached. Kindly ask your doctors that this is what the doctors outside are recommending. Kindly tell us whether this is the right thing to do or not for our patient."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this matter of faith,
yes,
where, you know, there is so much trust in Swami's hospital,
yes. Yes.
That they know they will get a correct opinion from here.
Yes.
So then you say, you know, the surgery is not urgently required. Yeah. The patient can wait for a year. Or yes, it is required, and they have, that is a kind of faith, yes, that is established in the system that Swami,
yes,
has set up.
Yeah, faith and that trust, as Brother Vaidhi also mentioned, you know,
yes,
a patient's son is writing to this hospital, you know, to his manager, because he is confident that this hospital can ensure that my father gets rid of his habit. You feel that connected to this place. That is something really fantastic. And Brother Satyanand, what memories you have of Bhagwan's visit to the hospitals after you joined the institution? Maybe Brother Hemanta has some memories of that.
Yeah, just now as Vaidyalingam brother or Kanan brother were telling about the faith, it reminds me of those days once when Swami is normally after darshan he used to retire, everyone knows. So after darshan and after Swami has lunch, normally we wait in hospital around thinking that Swami will come. If you get indication or message from Mandir that he has already retired, that means we are sure that Swami will not come till afternoon darshan time. So it was one of those days when Swami had retired, he had gone upstairs, is the message we had got. So we are doing our own daily works, whatever is there in the hospital, we are doing it. And it was past almost lunch time, and when it was time for lunch, we all ran to canteen for food. Before the doctors and all start coming in, then it was more crowded. So before that, we thought we'll all finish our food and then we'll come back. We were having our lunch. That time we get a message that Swami has come to the hospital.
Oh.
And it was more surprising because from that day Swami had already retired and it was no chance of Swami coming back. So we were also, somebody, when they said, we thought it, he was bluffing, and we continued having our food. Then another brother came running and said, brother, Swami has come, come fast. I said, so we immediately washed our hands and ran, leaving our food in the canteen. And ran, came and running to the dome. Swami was not there. Car was there, Swami was not there. So we were thinking, what happened? Then someone said, he has just got out from the car and gone to the lift and gone to the first floor. So immediately, next step, first from the dome, we ran to the first floor. Which room where he has gone? Normally it will be the wards or CCU. So we are trying to find out where he has gone. The moment we ran to the first floor, there was a big crowd near the CCU door. So we knew Swami was there. So we all waited. He went inside. There was some patient. I think maybe he had called wholeheartedly or prayed or whatever it was. Swami had come running. He had come down from the, what we came to know later on, that he came down, called Radhakrishna sir and told him, we'll go to hospital. Immediately, take out the car, we'll go to hospital. And they came and went, Swami went, he didn't even wait for anybody in the dome. He just came out of the dome immediately and went to the lift, went to the first floor alone, on his own, and went to CCU. Nobody accompanied him the whole time. From there, when he came out, he was surprised seeing all, everyone of us standing there outside. Mm. So, because he didn't expect, he didn't see anybody when he came. Yeah. So he wanted to keep it very quiet. It appeared like that. And when he came out, he saw our brothers and all standing there. I was also there. So he questioning, he looked at everybody. What are you doing here? So we also, with polite for darshan, then he said, I am doing my duty. You go and do your duty.
Oh.
So that was a really great message. Immediately we didn't sink in, but wow. I thought Swami is just jokingly telling us. But then he looked at everybody and nodded again. So we understood that no, he doesn't want us to follow with him. What he said, the message was clear. And he started, immediately HSC brother was there, he brought the car, small car which only Swami sat, and took him downstairs. But at the same time he gave a clear message. And it was a very odd time when he has visited the hospital.
Yes. There are two things that come to mind as you narrate this. You know, Swami is saying, I am doing my duty. You know, which means, you know, he is all the time doing his duty of ensuring the patient's welfare, you know. He is responding to that. And he's saying, how diligently I am doing, you please do your duty.
Yeah.
Which is the duty that I have given you, you know, to work in, have shaped you to work in different departments. I think that is so fantastic.
That was really a surprising thing, actually. Even coming at an odd hour,
yes,
Bhagwan, devotees is praying so hard, and they have made Bhagwan to come down. Get in the car and come to hospital, yes, all the way to see him.
Yes.
So I was just wondering how sincerely the devotee, the patient, whoever it was, has prayed that day.
Amazing.
It was really great.
What a fantastic message that you were there to receive, and now, you know, we all are actually now reliving that moment. Amazing.
If you remember this Swami coming to hospital, it was Central Dome painting which is going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Swami wanted to put these golden foils on the ceiling,
mm-hmm,
which had the ribs in the Central Dome. The entire Central Dome was filled up with scaffolding and sand bags, all those things. It was in the most dirtiest time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami did tell that he is going to come to Central Dome and tell where are these foils going to be pasted on. He had come in the afternoon around 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Then he walked on the sand and in between the scaffoldings, telling all those people there who are pasting these golden foils where it has to be pasted.
Mm-hmm.
That means he has taken so much keen interest in coming in the middle of the day, walking on that pebbles, and then explaining to the those workers where exactly it has to be painted. It was really heart touching. Means he has gone in into the minutest part of the things and explaining. Right now, if you ask some person to paint this room, we just go there, see, and just come off. We don't take that much care, as Swami says. Swami, in fact, in hostel, I think I heard this thing that one of the persons was endorsed with this work of painting of the room.
Yes.
And Swami used to go every day and monitor it, it seems. Then that person in charge asked Swami, why do you need to come every day, Swami, to check all these things? These are minimal things. We will take care of it. Swami said, okay, you carry on. You see the things. And tomorrow I'll come you supervise all the things, whether it is fine or not. Then Swami following day, he mentioned, he had gone to the hostel and he went to that room. Swami asked that supervisor whether everything has been done. Yes, Swami, everything has been done. He went to the window and he has asked, windows are also painted? Yes, Swami, windows are also painted. From the inside of the room, the windows have been painted. Outside, they have left it. Swami had shown that example, saying that if you are supervising, supervise completely and perfectly. Otherwise, don't leave anything untouched.
I think, you know, as you mentioned, this one thought that comes is how Swami is so particular about the dome area. You know, earlier also we have seen, you know, he was very particular about every item, how it is placed in the dome, the aesthetics of it, the symmetry of it, the beauty of it. And even now, you know, when there is a gold foiling happening in the dome, again he wanted to be very particular about how it is going to be done. I think in some ways it was his zone, you know. And he was so particular about when people come to that area, they have to come into a zone which is something extraordinary. Because I think that is what will ensure that their healing happens perhaps. I think every inch of the hospital that way is so significant. When you think about it, any memories you have, Brother Kannan, of Swami's visit to the hospitals?
This dome, what you told, is really a very significant part of the hospital. One Swami mentioned to one of the devotees that the dome is a pyramid structure and it has got an upward tilted dome over it which is not visible to the human eyes, because of which all the cosmic rays are condensed into the dome.
Oh wow.
So that is why whoever sits there and meditates or prays, the whole healing is enhanced.
Wow.
So this is built into the dome. And similarly, Swami came for installing the Dhanvantri. I think that was another great event which happened during our times. Swami came to the hospital and installed Dhanvantri, because Dhanvantri is a god of medicine.
Hmm.
So Swami himself came personally, installed the Dhanvantri, and he created some raksha or something and put it below that. And kept the Dhanvantri and installed it and said, whoever comes to this hospital and goes around it will be cured of diseases. That's why I'm putting it here.
Wow.
So that way, it is certainly a blessed spot, as you said, the central dome and the Dhanvantri. And it helps all the patients who come into the hospital.
Absolutely. And you have had so many times, Bhagwan, traversing in the corridors of the hospital.
Yes.
I think there are innumerable occasions, isn't it? When Bhagwan has in the golf cart or Bhagwan has walked into the theatre. In fact, he was there for the first operation.
Yes.
And then after that, on so many occasions. Any memories, Brother Ravi Kumar, of Bhagwan's visit to the hospitals?
Like you said, it was such a regular occurrence
in those days.
In those days, you know, Swami would just, like Mohanta was saying, like as Vaidhi was saying, just comes out of the OT and suddenly sees Swami standing there.
Yeah.
You know, like you see a doctor, you and I standing,
yeah.
Swami standing. So that was the kind of thing, you know, all of a sudden there will be, hey, Swami is here.
Yes.
And which was like weekly 3 times, 4 times.
Wow.
And then, you know, as Swami likes to make every institution mature, that he does it by looking at it from a little distance.
Mm.
So, but his visits to hospital would always be there and were always special.
Mm.
2 or 3 occasions when the entire staff sat along with Swami in the central dome, those are really memorable occasions. As we just discussed the central dome, you know, the importance and
yes.
You know, what strength the central dome has, its powers of healing and how much attention Swami paid to it. So under this wonderful roof, Swami and the staff sitting there, it invokes such very lovely memories. Swami sitting there, it's almost like a family gathering.
Yes, yes.
And you know, when we would sit there and we would sing a few songs for Swami, and he will sit there and he would interact, and then you know, call the small groups of us, and he has taken group photographs with the entire staff in small little groups.
Mm.
That is something special in the sense that it made the staff feel very, very special.
Yes.
Because every of his other visits, you know, he would go and visit the patients and the staff would line up here and there because, you know, line of duty.
Yes.
So, like Swami had mentioned, so you could not always follow Swami everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
But these are the special occasions where we could sit with him, you know, pray with him, and he would talk to us and you know, it would be one of the hospital doctors or administrators who was translating Swami's discourse. So it was all in the family.
Yes.
So that closeness we felt during those 2 or 3 occasions was really
In fact, I remember in one of these sessions that Bhagwan gave to the hospital staff. He announced about the East-West Godavari Water Project.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he took this occasion to talk about the East-West Godavari Water Project. I mean, generally you had Bhagwan use special occasions in Kulwant Hall or, you know, Poonachandra Auditorium to announce such huge projects.
That was our 15th anniversary.
15th anniversary. Yes. And as you're narrating this, it's like Swami felt so homely there, you know. It's like, you know, his family, and, you know, he wanted to do something new.
Yeah.
And he was just happy to share it there.
Right.
Amazing. And you had one of the doctors himself translate Bhagwan's discourse.
Yes,
isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
So it was a complete unit by itself.
Brother Vishu, we are talking about Swami declaring the Godavari Water Project. I remember even in the first anniversary of the Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, Swami declaring the Chennai Water Project.
Oh yeah, it's so fantastic. Yes, I mean, when you think about it, yes. When Bhagwan is here in his manifestations of amazing love, pure love, and that's when I think he took these opportunities to share about his
other manifestations.
Yeah, other manifestations, yeah.
Oh.
But on the same day, on the 15th anniversary of the hospital, and Swami was there in the Central Dome, he was feeling so at home. He was looking at the Central Dome, and in fact, he was comparing our Central Dome with Whitefield Hospital Central Dome. And this is very peaceful. In fact, Swami had mentioned few words of the atmosphere, the serene atmosphere of the Central Dome.
Mm.
His own creation, he was kind of admiring and enjoying being there.
Yeah.
And there are so many occasions when Swami used to come, used to be accompanied by some eminent personalities or VAPs. Swami used to be very happy to take them around and show the departments and the people working there, introduce them, make them interact with each other. This VAP with one of our staff, doctors, trying to introduce each other.
Yes.
And it was so beautiful that anytime when we see a VAP has arrived at Parthi and we see them in the portico, we can anticipate the Swami is going to come.
He's going to send them, yeah, because this is his beautiful creation that he really wants to, you know, share with the distinguished person. Wow. And you have had so many dignitaries come to the hospital, right from Abdul Kalam sir to, I think you had
Prime Minister Vajpayee to Mr. Michael Noble to, literally the who's who.
Yeah. In fact, I remember when Vajpayee sir came, in the visitor's book he had written that this hospital is an example of what devotion and dedication can do to bring about human transformation. This is a unique institution working for the poor and the needy. Of course, the entire credit goes to Bhagwan Sri Sathya Baba and his disciples for this miracle. And this is what Vajpayee sir had written. And in fact, when you think about it, even the Radio Sai has its connection with the hospital in the sense that, of course, it is the Whitefield Hospital, you know, because Michael Noble actually came to the Whitefield Hospital, and that's when he felt so inspired about Bhagwan's message that he felt that I really need to share this message with the entire world. That is the only way there can be peace in the world. If this simple message of Sai Baba can reach, and you know, that's how World Space came into being, and that's how Radio Sai came into being. And you had Noah Samara of CEO of World Space, who had also come, and he said, it is breathtaking to see the power of love transform nothing into the creations that are manifest in this place. Truly remarkable, truly awe-inspiring, and truly marvelous. I pray that the spirit that has made all this possible will make me contribute to the growth of this spirit and place. So he really wanted to be part of this mission of transformation, and that's how when Radio Sai also came into being. When you think about it, there are so many dimensions to it. You know, it is not just curing some patients. I think we will perhaps never be able to fathom its entirety. But as time goes, you only uncover and discover more and more facets of what this hospital has done and meant to so many people. And when you were talking about Sevadals, I remember talking to so many Sevadals who were actually former patients. There is one patient, George Melke, who was cured here, and even now, every twice in a year, he comes to do service from Kerala. I mean, you have had so many patients, isn't it?
His son is also our Swami's student.
Yes. So the way the inspiration cascades is something we can go on talking for hours. Kanan sir, if you can just share, you know, because you've been there almost right from the inception of the hospital, when you reflect these 25 years of the hospital, what are those moments in the growth of the hospital that are very heartening moments for you personally? Those landmark moments where you felt the hospital moved on to a new gear, you know, it took that stride, and you being there part of it also felt so fantastic that, you know, the hospital has reached this stage now.
I think from the opening of the hospital, every year saw opening of a new department.
New department. Uh-huh.
That was something fantastic. Every year, like first was cardiology and cardiac surgery, 1991. In 1992 November, Swami opened the urology department.
Hmm.
So again, kidney patients all were treated. Then 93 was a gap, and again 94 Swami opened eye department.
93 was nephro.
Nephrology.
93 was nephro, and 94 was eye department, ophthalmology.
Hmm.
And I think 97 was plastic surgery.
You had the CT?
CT and MRI. I think Ravi would be able to tell that.
The CT scan came in 1995.
1995.
Yeah, it was... the fantastic thing about the CT scanner was that it was the first spiral CT scanner which was installed in the country. In fact, the story is that the All India Institute at Delhi and Satya Sai Institute at Puttaparthi had ordered for the same, the Somatome Plus 4, Siemens Somatome Plus 4 machine. So, Siemens from Germany had in fact sent two machines.
Mm-hmm.
And one was supposed to reach Ames a couple of days before ours. By schedule. Then the gantry, you know, the main structure of the CT scan into which a patient goes, that developed a crack when it was being transported towards Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm.
So the machine which was going to All India Institute was actually diverted here.
Oh.
So the gantry of the All India Institute machine came to Puttaparthi. So in fact we had the machine installed before the All India Institute in Delhi. So you know that is
Swami. At that time you were the only hospital in the country to have that.
We were the first to get a spiral CT scanner. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
In this context I just remember one more instance which happened at that time. We got the machine barely I think 7 days before Swami's birthday. Before 22nd hospital anniversary day was falling, and on the anniversary day it was supposed to be opened. Machine has reached here and the service engineer or a person who was to install it had to come from Germany. He came here. By the time he came, 2 days already lapsed. So he had actually 3 to 4 days when he has to install the equipment. He said it's not possible. He will do his best. Because the minimum days he takes is 7 days.
Uh-huh. To set up
an equipment. And within 3 days, it is not possible, he said. Humanly also not possible. I'll make an attempt, he said. And he started the work. Maybe he worked day and night or whatever it was. It was really surprising. On the 21st day also, he was not sure whether it will be working to help his satisfaction fully. But 22nd morning when Swami came to open it,
it was working.
He gave the button for Swami to press, started, it all worked fine.
Wow.
So
the entire hospital, so to say, came up overnight. So what was the CT scanner for Swami?
True.
But it was really a great experience for that person. After the installation, he said, anywhere in the world, I won't have been able to do it. He said, how it happened here? He said, I don't know.
Wow.
And he had his reservations that it will work perfectly all right. He had his after even doing all the work. So he stayed back for another 7 days to see that it's working properly.
Okay.
But he didn't have to do anything during this period. After the installation, like when Swami pressed the button, Swami created Vibhuti and gave it to him. He also was wondering what to do with that. Because he is receiving a Vibhuti from Bhagavan for the first time in his life. Then someone told him, no, take put in the mouth, and so he did that actually.
Yeah, when you think about it, apart from the hospital, getting a beautiful CT machine, I think the way Swami transformed his heart, and you know, through that, we don't know what else would have happened in terms of, you know, a person from a prestigious company like Siemens coming and getting transformed, you know, the future repercussions of that to the hospital is something which later we will find so many dots to connect.
Brother Mohanty, you remember on the same day when Swami inaugurated the CT spiral, Swami inaugurated another exhibition in the hospital, which was set up by the staff of the hospital.
Yeah, that is also one more landmark in the hospital. It was one of those functions which I should say all the institute boys had taken a lot of effort and prepared the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful experience. Like every department was given to display something about their functioning of in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
You remember, Mohanty, the heart was there where you can walk into the heart and see each chamber.
Oh, okay.
It was not a simple model to look from outside. You can walk inside the heart and see each chamber how it was.
It was labeled as a peep into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk through the RA, go through the next chamber, between there's a valve and come through the other chamber.
So, Swami saw all that?
And in fact, in middle of the heart, they had kept a jhula, and Swami walked through it, and then they requested Swami, "Can you please take a seat?"
Oh.
So we sat for a few seconds. Immediately, everyone surrounded him and took a group photo with Swami inside the
literally
hut.
The indweller.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Swami blessed everybody and then came out of the hut.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Even the eye department had a beautiful exhibition of eye as an organ.
You can walk. You walk into the eye. And
eye and then
the
how it's connected to the neural system of the brain. every department. And then there's laughing water. There was a huge waterfalls within the hospital.
Waterfalls was there in one of the courtyards there. By the engineering department.
It was called laughing waters.
Laughing waters. We had a huge tub on top of it. And from there, waterfall was in a cascading effect. We had the waterfall, all done by the engineering department. Swami was very happy.
Wow.
He had come there, stood there for a long time, seeing the waters flowing.
So there's a lot of surge of creativity.
In fact, contribution by the students those days, PG and the UG students, final year UG students, they came, spend their free time in our hospital and helped us in getting these things into shape.
Wow.
We also were spending our spare time only, apart from working hours.
Yes.
Yeah. Night used to sit and complete these things, and it was beautiful. End of it all, we were rewarded by Swami's visit. That's it.
One more time, when all staff of the hospital spent a very close session with Swami, was one evening when he came to the hospital and had a dinner with all staff. That was another great memorable instance of the hospital staff. Full session it was.
Yes.
Yeah. Swami had spent almost 4 hours, if I'm not wrong.
Wow.
I spent some time in Central Dome. After that, in the main conference hall, where Swami had a dining session with all the doctors and the senior staff. And then, all along the corridors, staff were there to see Swami as he was leaving. It was beautiful. Almost 4.5 hours of Swami's stay in hospital.
In fact, 2-3 thoughts come to my mind, you know, as you narrate this. All the staff of the hospital, you know, who were there at that point in time and who have experienced this love of Bhagwan physically, and they continue to serve in the hospital, because the other day I spoke to some OT assistant. They've been there, you know, 20 years, 25 years almost, they've been there in the hospital. And for them, that one moment or not two moments with Swami that they had received is something that has really, you know, kept their inspiration levels high even till this day. And they continue to serve. That is really so fantastic when you think about it. He has given us those one moment in every visit he came. You know, he touched someone in some indelible way that has made such a profound mark and created such a memory that it has continued to inspire them. And the other beautiful thing you mentioned about the students being part of the exhibition, you know, right in the 90s. And I think like Aditya and Dinkar and so many other students, even when all of you also, you know, some of you were still students and you saw the senior brothers working there and you felt inspired to be part of that mission. And I think that somehow continued, isn't it? You always had students very happy to come to the hospital and, you know, be part of it. And at that point in time, you had Bhagwan physically coming to see the exhibition. But in the later years also, that always happened, isn't it? Students always love to come to the hospital and contribute. And even now, when now it has moved to a new gear where you have collaborations between the hospital and the university. And they are serious academic collaborations, isn't it? I think that is something it Bhagwan encouraged at that point in time, and slowly with time it which has gathered such tremendous momentum now. So, Brother Kannan, you are mentioning about how in every year something new was happening in the hospital. So when you talk about landmarks in the hospital, every year there was a landmark in the hospital, isn't it? And it continued as you started from 90s and 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. And now when you look back, 25 years, and every time there has been some new development happening. If a new department did not open, you had at least something made for the patients or something made for the patient relatives. Something was happening every year, or you got a new MRI machine or a new CT machine. That way, it has been a continuous growth of the hospital. Yes. So, when you think about the systems department, what comes to your mind?
In the beginning, we had only a few computers and one server to start with. But now, today, if you review, after even Swami's Mahasamadhi, the equipments in the hospital have been totally upgraded. Last 3 years, 90% of the hospital equipments have been revamped. If you take IT, let me tell about IT because I know it thoroughly because I only did it. All my servers are now new. We have two huge servers with 128 GB RAM, in which about four processors each, on which VMware has been installed for virtualization, and we have the latest OS, Windows Server 2008 and 2012, and Oracle Database 11G, which has been installed on it, on which all our whole system and application is running. So that way, if you see, the infrastructure is the latest anybody could even dream of. In such a remote place like this, we still have the latest software and hardware which can be given, because Bhagavan ensures that whatever service we give to the patient is supported by an infrastructure is world class. And our IT, we have implemented a software called Enterprise Manager EM, and we have built our own reporting system over it and a quality support system over it. It makes it level 6, which is one of the highest in IT anywhere anybody can imagine.
IT implementation.
Yes, IT implementation level 6. Wow. So, it has been a hard way up, no doubt about it. It's not achieved in one day. We would have taken 24 years or 23 years to achieve it. But finally, yes, we have done it.
Yes.
So, that way, the main inspiration behind this is Bhagavan's love. And we wanted to give the best to the patients who come there. Actually, many people have a wrong idea or a notion that, you know, anything which is given free may not be of high quality. Because of which, we had put special efforts, and our hospital is now accredited with NABH quality. Yes. So, NABH accreditation has happened just recently in July.
So, this is accreditation by the government of India?
No, by the Quality Council of India.
Which is under the Ministry of Health.
Ministry of Health, yes. So, this NABH accreditation has been awarded in July 2016 to our hospital also.
Wow.
All this is step in the right direction to only to show to the world that not only free healthcare is there, but quality, high, latest technology and the latest treatment facilities are available in a free hospital like this.
Amazing. Yes, Brother Dinkar.
In fact, just to add on to the prelude to NABH, I was given the opportunity to actually receive one of the assessors for the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So he casually remarked on the way, like, you don't need to go for NABH. What is the need for? Just a casual questions to see what is the answer from my end.
Mm.
So then I told him, sir, it is just to show the world that there is free healthcare does not mean inferior quality. And you believe it or not, after the pre-assessment of 1.5 days, his conclusion was, what I heard day before yesterday, today it is perfectly true and very much true. Seeing is believing. That is what he has come to.
Yeah, that was his last slide, in fact. What he had mentioned at the introductory phase, he had put it as a last slide.
Free healthcare does not mean inferior quality. And seeing the way the hospital functions, and when he got back to his office in Delhi, there were a kind of like how we have devotees for darshan. The assessors were in line actually waiting for their opportunity to come to the hospital, not for assessment but to see how it actually functions.
Wow.
And what they heard, they were actually wanted to actually see it.
Wow.
And then, but as we know it, that without his will, nothing will, can even a blade of grass cannot move. There were only two of them, apart from him, who got the chance, and still other all are still in the waiting list.
They're vying to come to the hospital to see the hospital and experience it. Wow.
He is so impressed with the hospital that when he went back to Delhi, he has started free treatment in his clinic, looking at our hospital.
Wow.
So that is the extent to which the Swami's, this hospital has influenced him in his life. See, this is one of the main aims of Swami. That is,
Absolutely. This
hospital cannot cure all the diseases of the world.
Yes.
But this serves as a role model, looking at which everybody else can make up, do certain similar things so that whole humanity is benefited. To inspire them is a model here.
Yes, absolutely. So, dear listeners, that was the second part of the conversation with 7 former students of Bhagwan's University now serving in the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi, Brother Kannan, Brother Mohanta, Brother Satyanand, Vaidilingam, Brother Ravi Kumar, Brother Sai Dinkar and Sai Aditya. We will continue this discussion next week. We have still at least 30-40 minutes of this session that we recorded in the studio. And in the last session, you will listen to each one of them share why they feel like going to the hospital every morning eagerly. What is it that is driving them every morning as they wake up to go to the hospital with energy, with enthusiasm. And what is it that has given them so much of fulfillment whenever they think of the hospital, whenever they think of them as Swami's hospital boys? So we listen to these personal reflections in the last part of this panel discussion with students of Bhagwan's University who are now happy staff of his hospital in Puttaparthi. We had this special conversation to commemorate 25 years of Bhagwan's Temple of Healing, the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Puttaparthi. And as I mentioned to you before, on November 21st, you will see a beautiful program in the Sai Kulwant Hall to celebrate the Silver Jubilee anniversary of this mansion of love. We hope you like this conversation. If you have any queries, if you have any comments, anything that you would like to share, anything that you would like to convey to the hospital, in fact, that would be very beautiful. Why don't you, dear listeners, tell us what you feel about this hospital? Please share your comments on the hospital and we will post it on the wall of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences as the responses that we have received from world over for the work that is happening there. It could be anything. It could be any comment. It could be any suggestion. It could be a word of encouragement. It could be any experience that you have had. But let's start this process. Please send us your impressions about the super speciality hospital. You can write to h2h@radiosai.org. h2h@radiosai.org. And with that, it's time to wind up this session, the day-long Thursday Live coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, very happy to be of service to share Bhagwan's love. On behalf of all of us at Radio Sai, I thank each one of you for being with us and giving us this chance to share His love. And I offer my humble salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for giving us this blessing of serving in His beautiful institution, Radio Sai, which is truly the voice of Sai. Thank you so much. Sign off.